Support for Rock Island Lions comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 25 years. Information is available at qcbt.com.
This is Roll Tweet on Rock Island. Chief Keokuk was understandably happy in September of 1833 when he received the invitation from General Winfield Scott and Illinois Governor Reynolds to appear at Fort Armstrong on Rock Island. He had been very helpful to the Americans. Several years before, he had convinced most of the Sauk Indians living at Saukanuck on the Rock River to voluntarily move across the Mississippi to a reservation along the Des Moines River, rather than fight superior American forces. He had opposed the decision of the Sauk war chief Black Hawk and his followers to resist the Americans in the spring of 1832. After Black Hawk's defeat and capture in August of that year, Keokuk had been given charge of the prisoner. Keokuk approached Fort Armstrong in high spirits. He was about to get his reward from the Americans. The Sauk, dressed in scarlet hues, rode into the fort at full gallop, accompanied by Indian yells, dismounted and arranged themselves in order. The afternoon was given over to celebration. The Sauk performed several dances and even taught soldiers the steps. That was followed by a cotillion of American square dances, then refreshments and fireworks. Keokuk himself then performed a solo dance, a pantomime of a war expedition against the Sioux. The following day, the Americans got down to business. Had Keokuk read the local paper that evening, his sleep might have been a bit restless. A reporter described the conference as a meeting between the retreating representatives of barbarism and the advancing children of improvement. As is, the American proposal must have taken the loyal Keokuk by surprise. General Scott and Governor Reynolds had worked out a deal. They called it the Black Hawk Purchase. The Sauk Indians were to cede to the United States a 50-mile-wide strip of Iowa from the Mississippi River west and from the northern to the southern border, some 6 million acres of Indian land. The Indians were to be paid $30,000 a year for 30 years. It was an offer Keokuk could not refuse.
Rock Island Lines with Roll Tweet is underwritten by Augustana College, Rock Island, Illinois.